Fourth day. Most of you experience the feeling of passing by the ridge of the high mountain or something by this time, fourth, fifth day of session. At the same time, kind of lost and sort of too much loosened up or something. You gave up thinking about yourself. So much junk to continue to think, or you many of you dropped off those things, I think. A few of you still working on it because they seem not going away. Someone said, talk in the evening sometimes stimulate your peaceful situation. I think it. You live in peaceful situation, and I stir them disturb by my talk. Maybe it's not true, but some kind of encouragement I was thinking, but the stimulant it was. This conversation in the evenings kind of important to points we are discussing about. First of all, most important thing is this anuttara samyak sambodhi. The view expansion of universal truths you have observed and feels like discovery you are making. Sake of your own truth, end up viewing truth of the universe where within you live in. And yet viewing of truth you have been doing is not changed. It is a partial view of it. There have been a partial views of what the truth was or has been. Supreme awakening, even we stretch our capacity to ultimate, still limitation of our knowing function of this body and mind is so limited, so self centered. Although your mind already completely identified itself to the unchangeable truth itself, still you feel your knowledge does not reach to the edge of truth itself. Very helpless, helpless recognition. In somewhere, Dogen Denji mentioned that to study the whole way of Buddha is nothing but to discover your true self, your own, not some other. This your own self, each of your own self is the key of the Buddha's way. And furthermore, he goes that to study, to get to know of yourself, or to truly become yourself, is to forget yourself. This is a process of religious dynamics take place, or almost reversed way to come back to you. Your daily self is only existence. Experiential truth. Nobody can thoroughly take over your life. Some people devote one's own life to the teachers of all kind, and then doing so, the teacher reveals truth of himself or herself without any struggle. It can transmit it to the student. Devotion is a kind of expression of utter trust without no doubt. It is very hard, and yet when I say to you, whatever you learn earnestly, you always take this attitude. With empty, thoroughly empty mind, you listen and learn how to do those things. Anything, cooking, or sewing, hammering the nail to build a house, making road, how to make everybody know that the seek of your own spirit peace is up to your practice, and it's a way to learn how to live, wishing that you totally agree to your own life, which means you accept yourself totally as you are. Everybody has very strict perspective about this point. Not necessarily the spirit of self-criticism, but wishing you to be truly satisfactory person to yourself, not by listening how well you do things, how wonderful you are, by somebody's words. You never satisfy until you say yes to you, yourself. Way mind come from that area. So each individual has many lifetimes effort to reach to this life, and still continuing the last chance, how far you can go to your own self. That kind of self we got, each of us. I told you last night that the young mind driven me to find out what was Buddha's enlightenment. Most of early years were only on this point, which driven me various places. Years and years of practice with doubt, source of knowledge. It's kind of going, forgetting reality. My face turned around, and I went way into the past. So you can imagine how far I lost myself. Head was first, so that my head goes into the book and travels into the book. All kind of Buddhist literature. It was, I feel it was a nightmare. At that time, I was so excited. It's like a jungle gym. My body go like this. And didn't understand anything. I became very big, smart asshole. And reached to the point that the theory of the very close process of heightened state of practice, how that knowledge turned to shiny wisdom, で、it was very, very hard.、うん、certainly I was completely head oriented.、and, 交渉打ち上がろうし、whenever he see my face in his temple where my, teacher, two teachers were shrined, one is Soko Eto, the professor, and other is Kodo Sawaki Roshi. I brought incense and flower every month. And for 4 years I went to Antaiji. Every time when I go to visit, he said, Kobo-san, ocha wo dozo.How about a cup of tea? After chanting sutra offering in the founder's room, as soon as I step out from founder's room, he says, how about a cup of tea? And say, quit school and come here. Sit with us. every month. And, in some reason, I didn't quite, feel comfortable to join. I was, Kodo Sawaki Roshi's very, young student from high school time. So, it was very, very hard.And, I stayed as a bookkeeper every month. Went back. And then, Gajin Nagao professor, at the end of master's thesis, he says, don't you stay here and,go continue study. I was very much suffering at that time, in various way, completely confused. And, reaching to the point of, after endless practice as Bodhisattva,many lifetimes you accomplish and the vows you accomplish with concrete forms. And then endlessly Bodhisattva's practice continue. In my vision,In my sight, at that time, everybody's face looked like Bodhisattva, except myself. So I begged Professor Nagao, please let me go to monastery. I need to sit again. Kosho Uchiyamaroshi was right. I came to that point and went to Eheji. At the Heiji, people thought I'm a Zazen maniac. Zazen maniac. Here, some people still think he's a crazy Dzogchen maniac. Never stop. But the terror truth, Dzogchen wasn't so easy teacher. I was thrown away by this teacher many, many, many times. Even I want to do it, I couldn't do it. Many times. To sit with you is very wonderful excuse, actually. If I sit alone, Dzogchen flips me away and throw me away. You're no good. Breaking many precepts, one after another, I gave up Dzogchen, and it was very foolish to do that. I thought I'm not worthy to do Dzogchen. For this reason, I thank you very much that you pull me out from the dark and let me sit with you. It is wonderful to sit 7 days, even I know what will happen and what's going on. Still nice to have some slight to the new discovery always. It make me feel bringing me back to the very first sitting I did second year of high school. The textbook Kodo Osaki Roshi was doing Teisho. It's a samadhi of light, bright treasure. Komyo Zozanmai, written by a second teacher, Kon Ejo Dogen Zenji's kind of elder brother, but because of lineage, he goes down. He goes next to him. He was the elder Dharma brother to Dogen Zenji, supported him entirely. Beautiful textbook it is. One day, I hope we can look into that with you. Something went somewhere. Anuttara samyak sambodhi. If you have something to say, make it sure you can stop me anytime. I tell you my sort of, I thought it was a Kensho experience at the Heiji. Did I tell you something? It was a, February, so many sessions there, which it was a snow. New snow came to the mountain, and first snow it was Rohatsu of second year at the Heiji. First snow came, and about 8 o'clock in the morning, the sun hit the mountain and the snow started to melt very fast. You can see from the monk's hall, similar feeling as this room. Maybe half size of this and two hibachi, huge hibachi was sitting there. And I came down to go to bathroom and stopped this Shuryo, monk's hall, before I went to sit and join again. I sat there and the window, about same size window, and the snow, white snow is on the deep green, huge, hundreds of years surviving cedar tree in front of you, huge. Many, many of them, and the drips of melting thousands, millions of light reflecting, and it was an incredible view. It finished in 5 minutes or so. I was sitting there and forgot to go back to sit. It lasted about 3 months. I was kind of a strange person to people. And you may feel that was Kensho, but it is way before Kensho. Many things, small things like that happen one after another, and each time I thought, maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. Oh no, this couldn't be. One day I was stopped by my best elder friend who is good at everything. Two or three times better than me. He does everything and always better than me. So naturally I was very stimulated to challenge him and draw a secret of it. So every vacation time I go by his temple. His name is Sain Tashu. Tashu Sain. About 5 years older than me. And recently he has recovered, recovering from many years, nearly 15 years of illness, brain tumor he got, and he was almost dead. This story is before he became that, way before I came to this country. I went to visit him and we walked way up to the high mountain, the Shuzenji, called Dharma Mountain, peach blossom, full bloom, whole mountain, and we walked to the top, and we got into argument, debate again. Always I'm the one who bites, and he slaps. His proposition was, we don't need to be enlightened in order to do that. And my viewpoint was, we got to enlighten in order to do zazen. By the time we came and dip ourselves in the hot spring tub this temple has, the hot spring springs up everywhere in the middle of Katsura River, many places it springs up. And he always keep silence finally, and whatever I say he keeps silence. And then his face turned to like a no mask, no expression at all, so our debate ends. What do you think? I have to put an end to our encountering someday. I am so glad he's recovering from almost helpless brain tumor. Couldn't talk. He couldn't move his hand. Long time he was in hospital.
When you thought you had your Kensho experience, did you ask your meditation teacher about it?
Oh yes. He is now at that time he was one of the chief instructor of AHG. Now he is vice abbot of AHG. Very wonderful teacher. Ekiho Miyazaki Roshi. Of course, still he talk about it to my master's wife and my mother, how cute I was. How cute boy I was. Of course, I was the one who first jumped off from the town that afternoon and ran into this chief instructor's room. What it was. It wasn't it. He said, that one or just forget it's gone, he said. So I obeyed, I forgot it. Of course, every one of you have such an outstanding experience. You don't know you're upside down or running or stopping, you don't know. Something very big thing takes place of you and you find it out what it is. I cannot get into my main thing. What shall I do? I was going to go into this limitless, ceaseless trust subject. Otherwise, nothing happens. You go merry-go-around eternally. Sitting merry-go-around eternally, waiting for something to happen. As I first mentioned that, didn't finish the whole discussion of Dogen Zenji saying, to meet with your true self is to forget yourself. I may twist his actual word, but it is for going shortcut, so pardon me. And then it goes to forget one's own self, which has something to do with this recovery of your own true self. As long as your brain it's entangled, knowledge is entangled with your own self dynamic inside of your skin, or inside of your total knowledge, you're still blind man. Fully knowledge state is still in utter darkness, so that no way to identify yourself to anything. Other people are utterly stranger. Animals are kind of ghost-like, wind-like creature for you. You have no feeling about them, about. So, in such state, even you feel you are very fine human being, pretty good shape of human being, still you you are alone being in this universe. You, like a state of Dr. Faust in Goethe's